God sent his son, he called him Jesus, he came to life, heal and forgive. Because it is.
Because he lives,
Amen.
We have no fear.
Amen.
We can face tomorrow.
Amen.
We can face trials.
Amen.
We can face problems.
Amen.
We shall overcome.
Amen.
Because he lives.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that fights the battle.
Amen.
And he is our strength.
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, oh, we thank you because you live. Oh, on that day, that resurrection morning, that Easter morning, Father, the works of the enemy was bounded up.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that you live, and you live forever. And Lord, for that we can also face every trials, every problem, every difficulties that will come our way.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the strength you have given
Amen.
To us. Because you live, that's why even we are standing here this evening. Oh yes, because you live, O Lord, that's why, O God, even you have given us this message, O God. Oh Lord, we thank you, we bless you this evening as we have come to your presence, Lord. Father, we surrender ourselves to you, God. Our soul, our spirit, our body, everything, our thoughts, our mind, O God. Father, we lay everything upon your altar that this evening, Lord Jesus, as we look into your word, O God, Father, we want to commit ourselves into prayer. So, Lord Jesus, we pray that, O God, you grant us that spirit, Lord Jesus. Oh, let the Holy Spirit come and overshadow us, Lord. And, Father, let utterances come through the Holy Spirit, Lord. That, Father, we will lay before, Lord, your throne of grace and mercy. Oh, the things that, Lord, are upon our hearts, O God. Father, we know you know everything. Yet, Lord, you want us to speak. Even as you told Moses, why crieth unto me? You speak, Lord. Father, this night, Lord, touch each and everyone. Even if there is anyone that is sick amongst us, O God. Father, we know the Lord. Before we leave here, God, healing had already taken place. Father, take every gloomy situation, Lord, and fill it with your glory. Father, we want to throw ourselves into the joy of the Spirit, Lord. Father, bless your word as we tend to it. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. As we stand in, let's quickly turn to Revelation 15. Revelation, the book of Revelation 15, we read from 1 to 5. Tonight, I'm bringing a point for us to pray over from the message book, Victory Day.
Amen.
Amen. Victory Day. Let's hear the word of God. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgment are made manifest. Amen. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. As I already said, I picked something from the message book, Victory Day, that was preached in 1963. And tonight, we are going to claim victory.
Amen.
Praise God. We are going, because we are more than victorious.
Amen.
In every situation, every circumstances. Praise the Lord. Normally we sing this song, by and by,
amen,
when the morning comes, when all the saints are gathered together home, is that we will tell the story how we overcame.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will tell the story how we overcame. Amen.
Amen.
We know that we are, another song says we are often tossed and driven by restless sea of time. Said there are many trials and many battles against the enemy. See? Trials on every hand. But when the battle is over,
amen,
oh, hallelujah,
amen,
we will tell our stories.
Amen.
The battle that we had fought,
amen,
the battles that we have gone through, and the victories that we have chalked,
amen,
amen, over the enemy. The trials, tribulations, distress, famine, perils, death, principalities and powers. We will tell our testimonies. Amen.
Amen.
May we be seated. Oh, God, Richie, bless you for coming. We will tell our stories. And we will see that our stories and our testimonies, they have one common factor.
Amen.
And that one common factor was through which we won the victory.
Amen.
And that will be what? That will be the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It will never be our strength. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It will, the victories that we chalked here, it has never been our own.
Amen.
But it has been through what? The hands of God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Even, let's give me Psalm 44:3. Psalm 44:3. It said, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. You see? Neither did their own arm save them.
Amen.
See? But thy right hand,
amen,
thine arm, and the light of thy countenance,
hallelujah,
because thou hast a favor unto them.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so, brethren, the battle is never ours. It's the Lord that fights our battles. Praise God.
Amen.
Just like he's saying here, the children of Israel, they never possessed that land by their own sword, by their own might.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
But it was by the right hand of God, his arm, and the light of his countenance. That word, that won the victory for them. And he's here tonight. Praise the Lord. He's here tonight. And whatever battle that we are in, tonight we are going to gather that faith. And then the Lord will go before us. Praise God. The captain of the Lord host will go before us and do the battle for us. Praise God. That's why we're here tonight. And we believe that the Lord will surely give us the victory tonight over whatever trials that we are going through. Praise the Lord. How many tonight would like to commit themselves into the hands of the Lord? Let's raise our hands towards him and let's pray once again. Lord, you see all these hands that have been lifted up towards you, God. It's a sign of total surrender and obedience to thy presence, Lord. And Father, tonight we carry our request upon our hearts. And Lord, even our brother Shepherd last Wednesday made a request to God unto you that he needed your direction and guidance. Father, we believe that that request is for the whole church. Lord, how the church, we need that same direction, the same guidance of God. Father, we saw that even Solomon needed it. Jonah needed it. Moses needed it. And when Moses tried to do it on his own, we saw how he failed because it wasn't your own direction and guidance. But Lord, we know one thing. One time, O God, you met him at the backside of the desert. And Father, you showed him the way. You blessed him. You renewed him. You restored him. Tonight, Lord Jesus, as Father, we sit at your feet, O God. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, individually, Lord, we will get the same experience of the burning bush, O God. Meet each and everyone tonight, Lord. And Father, fight the battle for us. And even, Lord, we forgot to remember our brethren and sisters that have traveled to Italy in the name of the church to be witnesses to the marriage of our precious brother. Father, we commit them into your hands that you protect them, O Lord. And even, Lord, we commit the ceremony into your hands. Every activity, O God, Lord, we ask your blessed presence, O God, to be upon them. And even the new couple, Lord Jesus, we pray that, O God, you bless them, Lord Jesus. And all the promises, O God, that you have put for the marriage, O God, Lord, let it be their portion. Bless their marriage, O God. Let them be fruitful, Lord. We ask this, Lord Jesus, looking unto you, that, Lord, tonight, you are here to fight our battle for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, and so, now let's look at verse 2 again from the text that we just read. It said, and I saw as it were, as Revelation 15, 2. He said, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them, take notice of that. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark And over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having harps of God. Amen. Oh, them that have been able to overcome, that have gotten victory over the beast, his image, his mark, and his number. They were standing out on the world, something, a sea of glass. Oh, great, wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Sea of glass. And what were they doing? They carried their harps. And they were singing to the glory of God. Amen. Victorious people. People that were what? That had won a victory. Look at where they were standing. On a sea of glass. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, they sing the song of Moses. We shall come on that. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. And you know, you see, that is when the battle is over. When the battle is over, that is where they will be standing. They have fought a good fight here. And they have won victory over the beast. Praise God. And now, that's when the battle is over. That's where we see the people. And John was made to see those things, you see. Oh, it was a blessed time for John. And then in the message book, that message book, Victory Day, which was preached in 1963, the prophet said, as chapter 14, he said, and now is the time where we have to fight. Amen. So as long as we are here, we have to do what? We have to fight. He said, now the time is where we have to fight. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to win the battle.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And to overcome the things of the world. And then verse 15, he said, and there won't be any fight there.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. But here, the prophet is saying, there is a fight. We must fight here. But he said, over there won't be what? No fight. The last prayer had already been said. I said, and there won't have to be prayer meetings. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
There wouldn't be any more prayer meetings.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Why? Because there won't be no place for people to get saved.
Amen.
See? There wouldn't be any place for people to get saved. We are all saved.
Amen.
And so what's the need for what? Prayer meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. That is when we have won the victory here. We have fought a good fight here. Praise the Lord. And we go over there. Said there, the last prayer might have already been said.
Amen.
Amen. There wouldn't be any what? Prayer meetings over there. Because there is no need for anyone to be saved.
Amen.
All is saved.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, no sickness.
Amen.
To be healed.
See,
we are not going to prayer meetings and say, brother or sister has brought a prayer request. She's not feeling well. And we need to pray for that brother. No, sir.
Amen.
We are all victorious people.
Amen.
Amen. We are all saved.
Amen.
So there is no need. And the prophet said, it will just be one great glorious time.
Amen.
It will be one great glorious time. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, what we as human beings, this evening, this night, we as human beings, he said, what could we look at that will be greater than looking at that promise of that time?
Amen.
Is there anything greater? to look at now. Answer it yourself. Look at the situation over there. No sickness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's turn to this Only Believe number 149. Only Believe 149. No disappointment. Let's read something from there. And see how great things will be there. And the prophet is asking, is there anything greater than for you to look at than that time which is there waiting? Then we all got to look at that place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We need to focus on that, because all other things that are around us that we are looking at, he said, they will pass away. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. So let's look at that eternal picture that has been shown to us right here. Amen. Praise God. Which John saw. He said, those who have won that victory over the beast, over his mark, over his number, they were standing on a glass of sea. And they were holding what? Harps. And they were singing the songs of Moses and the songs of the Lamb.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Oh, yes, sir. No disappointment. Only Believer. Number 149. He said, there is no disappointment in heaven.
Hallelujah.
No weariness.
Amen.
Sorrow or pain.
Amen.
No hearts that are bleeding and broken. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, go to the second verse. He said, We will never pay rent.
Amen.
Amen. We will never pay rent for our mansions.
Amen.
Because he promised that I am going to prepare a place for you. There are many great, great mansions in my Father's house. If there weren't, I wouldn't have what to tell you. And he said, we will never pay rent for our mansions. Wonderful, brother. How great for us. Is there anything greater than that? When the month is getting closer, you are thinking of scratching your head. How are you going to pay your rent? Oh, my brother, that place.
Amen.
Oh, a better home. And you are paying nothing.
Amen.
He said, no taxes will ever come due. Oh, quite recently, I got a letter for water tax. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, my, and another tax from here. Revenue send me another one here. Oh, my. Oh, one of these days I'm looking at that place.
Amen.
I'm not going to pay any tax over there. Oh, praise God. He said, our garments will never grow threadbare.
Amen.
But always it will be faithless and new.
Amen.
We will never be hungry or thirsty, nor languish in poverty over there. For all the rich bounties of heaven, his sanctified children will share.
Amen.
Amen. It will be great over there, my brother. And so when we look into this, we see that there have been great and sweet victories that have been won. Amen. People that denied themselves. Now let's watch it now. How they were able to what? Chalk those victories. Praise God. There were people who they denied themselves and made themselves available for God to use them. Because God is always looking for someone that will surrender to him.
Amen.
So that he can use that person.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's always that God is looking for. Someone who will surrender to him.
Amen.
Obedient to him. Humble himself. Then God will use him. That's what God is looking for. Amen.
Amen.
And we could see that great, great men of God, they humbled themselves. Oh, hallelujah. And let's take Moses for tonight. Let's take him for one of our examples. The victory that he won. Amen. Not his by his strength, but God fighting. Amen. But using him, Oh, for what? For the victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. But yet before God could use him, before God, he could find favor in the sight of God, there was something he did. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We all know that Moses came to a time when he was to become the king or the president or whatever you could put it, the most powerful nation at that time. Moses was to be that leader. But the Bible says, let's turn to Hebrews 11, 24 to 27. It said, by faith, when Moses was come of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. See? Watch it. Amen. How he was able to win God's favor. See? Amen. He was to be at head. Everything was there for him to take over the greatest nation of that day. Mm-hmm. But yet, it said Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. See? Brethren, we need to come of years. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. We need to come of years. We sometimes act like we are children. Amen. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. We must act that we are adults. Amen. Yes, sir. We know those who come, they should be given what? The milk of what? Of the message. Yeah. People that are coming what? New. Do we know that we should start them with what? The milk. But we that have been here, praise God, and have been baptized, we have to eat strong meat. Praise God. Let us, he said, when he was come of years, see, let us also come of years. He said he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But what? Choosing rather to suffer affliction, see, with the children of God, than to what? Enjoy the pleasures of sin. See, all these things God was watching. Amen. He was winning. Hallelujah. See, He was winning God's favor. God was what? Beginning to what? Like him. Because he was doing something to his service. Amen. See? Look at an opportunity, great opportunity for you. To be what? The leader of the most powerful nation at that time. And then he refused it. Amen. But rather he chose what? To be with the children of God. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Denying himself. Brethren, tonight you are seated here. You've denied yourself to be here. Amen. These are the things God look in our lives. Praise the Lord. As long as I have nothing doing at home, then I know that, you see, now our church bell is here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our church bell is here. Amen. It is not in that tower, ging-gong, calling people. No, sir. Amen. Ours is here. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it tells you that it's time to go to church. Let us deny ourselves and give that kind of sacrifice to his glory. Then we will win his favor. Praise the Lord. And then he said he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than all what Egypt could what give to him. The treasures of Egypt. For he had request unto the recompense of the reward. He said by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. This is the way how Moses presented himself, that he won the favor of God. Praise the Lord. But we come back to what? The request
Our precious brother, Shepherd, asked last Wednesday, direction and guidance. Amen. That is where he failed. To seek God's direction. He did everything perfect. Oh, praise the Lord. He desired to be a leader. That's good. But meanwhile, he never seeked what? God's guidance, God's leadership. And surely he failed. Praise the Lord. Brethren, in everything, let's go back to him and seek his direction. That's why we just prayed and said, the very request of our brother Shepherd is for all the church. We need what? The right direction and guidance. Praise the Lord. That's what the church needs now. The right direction. The right guidance. Amen. And so, Moses failed in that. He took it upon himself to do something, and it failed. See? He had not reached God's approval yet. He went before God. He had not reached God's approval yet. He was full of temper. Amen. Moses was full of what? Temper. Yes, sir. See? And God, that kind of leadership, and to be full of temper. No. God needed someone who can what? Had a very big heart and can take in everything. Praise the Lord. And so, he was not yet ready. He was so full of temper. Amen. Brethren, that is one thing we most of the time overlooked. We got to look at our what? Our weak side and give it to the Lord. Wait on him. Say, Lord, this is my weakness. Praise God. This is where I am weak. Lord, make me strong. And wait on him, surrender. See, that, you see, the question of repentance is sincere. Amen. Throwing everything to him. Because he knows your heart. Whatever you are saying, whatever you are what, pouring to him, he knows how, the depth of what? Your repentance. And if it is a true repentance, he takes it away. And fill that vacuum with his glory. Amen. But if the repentance is just something you're just saying from your intellectual mind, it will never work. It must come from your heart. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, we see that Moses failed and he had to be a runaway what? A runaway prophet. Praise God. He had to run away and went to what? The backside of the desert. But yet God was with him. Amen. God have not forgotten what he did.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God had not forgotten the way how he chose to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. God recognized how he forsook Egypt. Amen. God saw all these things, but he never seek God for what direction. But God never left him. Amen. At the backside there, because of his temper, God made him to marry someone who has double temper. Oh, praise God. See, a double one. That is why, see, Moses was not supposed to have married what? From outside. You see, God was doing his own work. That's why when Miriam challenged him, that you were not supposed to marry what? A foreigner. What happened? Leprosy just fell upon her.
It was God. God knew what he was doing. He gave him someone who had a double temper. When Moses said, "Here," he said, "Hey, hey, amen." So Moses had to want to keep quiet. Say, so, "Look, I want to tell you, you are living in my father's house. You hear?" Moses would keep quiet. What was God doing? He was what? Taking away all his temper away. Building him to be what? A humble somebody. Amen. Amen. 40 years. He took away all these things. Amen. And now, what was he doing? He was looking after what? Sheep. Amen. Amen. Because he is going to look after what? The sheep, God's sheep. Amen. Amen. So God made him to be looking after what? The natural sheep.
Amen.
When the sheep is going out, how he will go and just take his rod to bring the sheep back in. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This is all what the training he was going through. Praise God. Amen. Till 40 years, God saw that, yes, now you are ready.
Amen.
Amen. And God came down.
Amen.
Oh, to bring victory.
Amen.
Tonight, that same God is here to give victory to anyone that will just surrender everything unto him. The Lord, you are the one that has to do the fight. You are the one that has to what? Lead in the battle. He's here to lead in the battle. So in the message book, the prophet said, Moses led the children of Israel right in the path of duty. And Pharaoh's army behind him, and the dust boiling from 500,000 men in arms. See? When they left Egypt, that's what the prophet is describing the scene here. He said 500,000 armed men with chariots. And he said they were boiling. The dust was boiling up. Praise God. They were pursuing what? The children of God. And he said, look at what? Here 2 million helpless Jews with nothing. Men, women, and children. They had no weapon. We are going to see the victory of God. How God fights his own battle. Praise the Lord. Now the enemy coming. They knew that they were going to finish the children of God. That's how the enemy always comes to you. He knows that he's coming to what? Finish you. But my brother,
hallelujah,
the captain of the Lord host,
amen,
is standing.
Amen.
He will going to what? Fight for you. Is the thing that for us what? To surrender to him. And as they were standing there, he said, and now Red Sea had cut them off. There was no place to go. That's what the prophet said. There was no place to go. See? Amen. And he said, Moses went to cry to the Lord. And God told him, why are you crying to me? I commission you to do it.
Amen.
You see, he has received a commission. You see, when God now, after he has commissioned you, oh, my brother, my sister, after you have found your rightful position, after you have confessed to him,
amen,
and he has placed you in that position, nothing
amen
can move you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Nothing can move you.
Amen.
Every storm that the enemy will bring, every flood that will come, his spirit will raise a standard.
Amen.
Against any attack.
Amen.
Sickness, disease,
amen,
poverty,
amen,
trials,
amen,
persecution, tribulations. He's there.
Amen.
The standard will be raised.
Amen.
Praise God. In this our age, when the whole system of religion was thrown into what? Darkness. He raised the standard,
amen,
the message of the hour.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
To give us light.
Amen.
He said, there you are, don't cry to me. See?
you are commissioned to take the people over there. Just pick them and go forward. Amen. And we saw how Moses came out. Now said, fear not.
Amen.
Amen. And see, stand, fear not, stand still.
Amen.
And see the salvation of God today. Amen. These Egyptians that you see, you never see them forever anymore. How was it going to do? He has been commissioned. He put his rod, the rod up over the sea. And the sea had to give way. Where there was no way, God can make a way.
Amen.
And he's the same God. He's the same God of Moses tonight. Come down from what? To the in a burning bush. Said, I am the I am. I've heard the cries of my people. Tonight is here.
Amen.
He has always been hearing your cry. You are here tonight. He's here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's going to fight your battle for you. Just throw your battle tonight to his feet.
Amen.
And see how he will take that battle and fight it for you. Amen. And so the prophet said, what a courage that ought to be for the sick person. See, he said, what a courage that ought to be for the backslider. Now, the prophet said, now, turn yourself around. Amen. Turn yourself around tonight. Start back. Stay in line of duty. And now listen to it. He said, it is God's business to open the Red Sea. Amen. You stay with faith. Believe. It is not your business. Whatever is in your heart tonight is not your business to want for you to accomplish it. Said, it's my business. Said, it is God's business to open the Red Sea.
Amen.
You just pick. That's what he's saying. You just pick. And move forward.
Amen.
Tonight, speak.
Amen.
It's not your business. How is it going to be what? For you to win a victory. How is it going to come to pass? It is not you. Just speak tonight.
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
You have been commissioned.
Amen.
Amen. God has placed you tonight here for you to speak.
Amen.
How many believe it? Fear not. You stand still and carry your faith. All what is in your heart, bring it up by faith. It's not you that is going to fight the battle. Amen. Praise the Lord. One time, there was another victory. Let's look at it. One time, there was a battle between the Israelites and the Philistines. And the Israelites, the Philistines have, you know the story already, Goliath, very tall man, mighty. And he was standing there boasting. Said, look, bring only one man to come and fight me so that we don't shed blood. And anyone that wins, you order, that is defeated will serve the winner. And every day he will come over there and will be defiling the army of what? The army of God. And then, he said, that is what the devil always does. The prophet said, that is what the devil always does. When he thinks he's got the upper hand. See? When the devil sees that he thinks that he's got the upper hand. The Egyptians thought they have the upper hand.
Amen.
So they were pursuing. And when even they came to Red Sea, they saw it open. Something you have never seen before. Hey!
Hallelujah.
Wouldn't you even fear? Say, ah, brethren, let's go back. These people, if we pursue them, it will be for the sea to open for them to walk. Brother, let's go back.
Amen.
But you see, He said, when Satan sees that he has the upper hand, oh, his mind, he doesn't watch anything. It is there. See, you have to watch, stand calm somewhere and begin to jab your way out. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Because he's coming blindly.
Amen.
After seeing it, they should have what? Gone back with the entering. That's what the prophet is saying. That is what, so the same thing. Goliath thought no one was like him. Mighty. So he was boasting. That's what the prophet said. He said, that is what the devil always does. When he thinks he's got the upper hand, brother, he really pushes. He boasts. He brags. He carries on. Amen. He will be worrying you. See? He will come worrying you. Always putting pressure on you. You turn left, he's there, putting pressure. Turn right, he's there, block the way. Amen. Doors closed. You try everything, it's not possible. Praise the Lord. He's just making sure that you feel very uncomfortable because you have chosen to serve Christ. See? But, brethren, we have someone who fights our battle.
Amen.
Tonight, never worry yourself.
Amen.
He said, it is not your business.
Amen.
It is the business of God to fight your battle.
Amen.
You cannot fight anything. Amen.
Amen.
And so it's a matter of what? Surrendering to him.
Amen.
Keep everything online for him. Oh, and he will do the battle, amen. And he said, he brags, you see. Always bragging. But one thing is that the Bible says, some trust in what? Horses and chariots. Eh? But we will come in the name of the God of hosts.
Amen.
Amen. Let him come with all those dust against you. Always, don't forget, go with what? The name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, Saul, 7 foot himself, was afraid to go and meet him. And the armies of Israel were defeated, standing back and on the hillside looking across. But after a while, here comes a little old boy up, walking along there, little old ruby-looking fellow, not very big, little scrawny and spindly-looking fellow. But there was something beating under that little old sheepskin jacket that the rest of them didn't have.
Amen.
Amen. Very small boy, but yet something that was hidden in that leather jacket.
Amen.
Oh, no one had it.
Amen.
What is that? Faith.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Faith in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Keep that faith
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
He said, the prophet said, there was something under his word, under that little sheepskin jacket. That the rest of them didn't have.
Amen.
And what was that? Faith in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Faith in the Lord, which will present what? Your case tonight.
Amen.
Because you need to present it by faith.
Amen.
With doubts, it will work. Present it by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Something hidden in there. Oh my, let's run fast. And after a while, this big giant came out and made his boast just at the wrong time.
Amen.
Amen. Ah, he made his boast at the wrong time.
Amen.
And he will always make his boast at the wrong time.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Tonight he has made his word. He had made his boast the wrong time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the very time that small boy was in the camp.
Amen.
If he had known, he should have stayed that day.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the moment he came out, that was the time that small boy was there.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
And he asked, when we know the story, who is that man? It was, we know the story already. And the prophet said, he took 5 stones.
Amen.
Amen. And that 5 stones is J-E-S-U-S.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
That's what the prophet said. He said, it is what? J-E-S-U-S. Those 5 stones.
Amen.
He took them and we know what happened. Amen. See, when Goliath saw him, he said, am I a dog? You're coming with what? Slingshot. Am I a dog? Amen. He said, you come to me with your helmet, with your shield, with your sword, with all this. But I come.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the God of hosts.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That is our weapon, my brother. And as the prophet dramatizes, he said, even when you read from the Bible, he said, from there, what? Goliath started moving towards him. See? What was Goliath expecting? For David to turn around and what? Run away. See? Just come, you know how to threaten. That's the way how he threatens. My brother, don't fear.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So when he started to come in with all threats, you know what happened? David also
Amen.
Started running towards him.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
He started running towards him.
Amen.
Then maybe he started to... I said, what is this? I thought this small boy would turn and run. Now he's rather running towards me.
Amen.
Then I believe that fear started to creep in. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, when he's coming, don't turn your back
Amen.
And run. Stand there.
Amen.
Whatever the problem is, stand
Amen.
And call upon the name
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
Never give in to any
Amen.
Trials, any problem, any
Amen.
Tribulation that will come your way. Never turn back.
Amen.
Never give in.
Hallelujah.
Never say, oh, Lord, okay. It's over. Anything that will come, I will take it like that. Hey, no, don't say that.
Amen.
You are more than what? You are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You got to overcome.
Amen.
Stand.
Amen.
Fear.
Amen.
Fear not.
Amen.
And see the salvation
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Oh, these Egyptians, all these troubles,
Amen.
All these tribulations you see, you're never going to see them forever anymore.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. When he was coming, he was also running towards him. And he just took his slingshot. Amen. Yeah, we know what happened. Some trust in chariots. See? Give me 1 Samuel 17:5. See how he was dressed. But that was what? That could not stand. Amen. That could not stand. 1 Samuel 17:5. He said, and he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. Oh my. And what happened? Just a very small stone.
Amen.
Amen. He took only the 5 stones. J, E, S, U, S. He took only one.
Amen.
He took only the J.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, the stone sank. It sank deep.
Amen.
Who was pushing it there?
Amen.
The hand of God.
Amen.
Amen. He will do your battle for you, my brother. It is not your business. It is his business. And then the prophet said, listen, the devil still have Goliath today. But let us prove to him that we have also David.
Amen.
Amen. The devil has Goliath. Today, he's using the Goliath. Prove to him you also have David. Hallelujah. So tonight is a victory night. We are not going back defeated because we have our God here who is what? Who is here to fight for us. And we know the greatest victory that ever was. There are many things that we need to just, because our time for prayer is just due. You know, the greatest victory was when Christ went to the cross. And the time when he resurrected. Amen. The greatest victory.
Amen.
And that victory he won for us.
Amen.
That has brought what? Salvation unto us. Amen. Let us look to the cross. What happened there? Amen. Said, this is the time for every man, woman, to fall into the will of God. See, the thing is, for the victory to come, let us all fall into the will of God. Then the battle is no more yours. The battle is the Lord's. Let's fall into the will of God. See, you know the will of God. All that is as a Christian, you are supposed, you know what you need to do. It is the will of God. Just do those will. Amen. He said, now is God's will to save.
Amen.
Amen. It is God's will to save the lost. He knows. It's God's will to heal the sick.
Amen.
If only we positionally place ourselves in his will,
Amen.
It is over.
Hallelujah.
If we positionally place ourselves in his will, said what? It is over. What we need tonight, the prophet said, what we need tonight is somebody else who knows where we are at. See? You got to know where we are at. What we need tonight are men and women to know their position in Jesus Christ. And when the devil makes his big boast, sure, he makes his boast. He's still making his boast. He's still got Goliath. And we have got David too. Oh, we thank God for it. Amen. So, brethren, tonight, what is your battle? What is your battle? Position. What the whole thing is that put yourself into his will tonight. Amen. Let faith now, whatever you are going to say to him, let faith now hold those things and place it before him.
Amen.
He will take it up from there.
Amen.
And victory will be yours. It's a victory day. Amen.
Amen.
Let us, Lord, tonight, let it pass. As last Wednesday, we heard about what? Jacob.
Amen.
Wrestling with what?
Amen.
That angel. Amen.
Amen.
Wrestled and wrestled because he found out that it has been too much for him in his life.
Amen.
He has been running up and down. Going here, over here, running away from his brother, running away from his uncle. All the time there is what? He's just, he has no place to live. So when he got a hold of the angel, he got a hold of God, tonight get a hold of him.
Amen.
He said, I will never leave you.
Amen.
I will never leave you.
Amen.
Amen. Till listen closely. He asked him, what is your name?
Amen.
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 What is your name? As we heard it, he said, my name is Jacob.
Amen.
He did what? He confessed.
Amen.
The name Jacob is not what? A supplanter, a deceiver, someone who always, you see, that kind of thing. And so, what is your name tonight? You had to confess. Jacob confessed that I'm a supplanter. See? I'm someone that deceives. He confessed his name. Praise the Lord. Let's confess also. If there is anything that you need to confess, confess that name also. And when he had confessed that I am Jacob, he said, your name shall never be called Jacob anymore. But your name will be called what? Israel. Amen. See, he changed his situation. If we confess also, and by faith hold our case tonight, he will take it up. It is not your business. It is his business. Amen. Oh, the people possess that land, not by their own sword, not by their own strength, but by what? The right hand of God. His own arms fought for them. The light of his countenance fought for them. And he's here tonight. The same yesterday, today, and forever. May the musicians come in tonight. I heard when I was in there, I heard victory is mine. Let us sing as we prepare ourselves for prayer. Brethren, he's here tonight. He's here tonight. Let us do it quickly and put ourselves into prayer. As even you are singing this song, you are building your faith now. If there is anything that you need to confess, if you have a name that you want to confess, confess it. And then take up what? All that has been your word has become a battle you are fighting. You cannot fight it. Tell the Lord, Lord, tonight, I'm no more going. I have tried, it never worked. Now tonight, I just put everything before you, Lord. Now take it up, Lord, and fight for me. And you have told me tonight is not my business. Amen. Now, Lord, take it up now. Oh, hallelujah.
Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I'm told Satan, get dead behind them, victory today is mine. Joy is mine, oh joy is mine, joy today is mine. Oh, I'm toasted and you get behind them. Joy today is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Peace is mine. Yes, today is mine. I'm toasted and you get behind me. Yes, today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Oh, healing today is mine. I've told Satan to get behind me. Healing is mine. Oh, rest is mine, oh, rest is mine, rest today is mine. I don't say that, be behind me, rest today is mine. Oh, victory is mine, oh, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, I'm told Satan deep behind me. Victory is mine. Victory, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, I'm told Satan. Get behind me. Victory today is mine.
Brethren, let's listen to what Psalm 44:5 says. It says, through you, we will push down our enemies.
Give it to me so that give it to me when I'm reading from the right place. 44:5. Say, through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under the rise of that rise up against us. Yeah, go on. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy holy, praise thy name forever, Selah. Amen. How many believe this? Tonight, he said, through him, we push the enemy. As you prepare yourself to pray, push him by his name. Say, tonight, all what has been the troubles, the tribulations that you are going through, the difficulties, whatever requests, whatever you've been trying to establish that is not working, push it tonight in his name. Push it through his name. It says trample. Even when you are praying, you push it and then you can trample it on your, under your feet. Gone forever. Amen. And the one who has risen against you, that's what he's telling us. Don't trust in your own bow. I don't trust in my bow or my sword, because it cannot sword save me. But in the name of the Lord, tonight, just lay your request. Let us pray. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. He's here tonight. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Oh, as he said, I've given you the authority to trample over serpents and scorpions, over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, tonight, Lord, your children, we are on our knees, Lord. We are standing before you, Lord, because, Lord Jesus, you have given us. Oh, you have lifted up our faith. Oh, by the message of the prophet, Father, you have now relayed unto us that it is not our business. That it is not our business. Yes, it had never been the hands of the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. It has never been their own strength. Oh, when it came to the time of Jericho, they never used any bow. They never used any arrow. They never used any sword. But the mighty walls of Jericho, oh, had to come down. By whose hands? Was it by hands of the children of Israel? Oh, never. But the Lord of hosts, we position ourselves. Lord, renew the minds of your children. Turn the hearts, Lord Jesus, of any stony heart, any hardened heart, any disobedient heart. Lord, you said, I will take your spirit and give you my own spirit. I will take your stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Lord, we are believing it tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. The battle is yours, Lord. The battle is yours, Lord Jesus. We know the Lord from the beginning. That was so. You fought for the children of Israel. You were at David's side. Oh, Jesus. There have been many victories. In all these victories, no one ever fought by himself. It was by your spirit, by your power. It was by your word. Lord, tonight, we have, Lord, by faith, based upon the message we received from the prophet. It has renewed our faith, Lord. It has raised up our faith, Lord, to present to God all our cases. Now, Lord, take them. And as you said, your word would never return to you void. It will go and accomplish. Lord, we believe tonight that every battle that is in this church, every battle amongst our brethren, every battle in every home, whatever your children are looking for, their request tonight, Lord, they believe is in your hands now. They've surrendered everything into your hands. They know where it is now. They've pushed everything, O God, upon you. Now, Lord, bring the victory. Bring the victory. So that, Lord, will take our harps. Just like when the children of Israel, when they had passed through the Red Sea and got to the other side, just like the scripture we read, them that were able to overcome the beast and his mark and his number, They stood on the glass of sea, and they took their harps and started to praise your name. They started to sing the song of Moses. The same also when they had crossed the Red Sea and they have seen the victory. The enemy has been drowned. The chariots, Pharaoh and his army, their horses, everything drowned. They saw a great victory. And they also sang. That is why they sang the song of Moses. The song of Moses, as we see in Exodus 15, 11. He said, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" Oh, hallelujah. The songs of Moses. He said, "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, I will exalt him." Oh, the enemy said, "I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide and spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword and my hand shall destroy them. But yet, Lord," oh, you threw all of them under the sea. Lord, tonight, as they stood over there singing the songs of Moses, one of these days, we will not only sing the songs of Moses, but we sing the song of the Lamb also. Lord, tonight, we are doing the same because we believe that, Lord, you have won the victory for us. Bless your church. Bless your children. Father, let each and everyone here tonight, O Lord, come back and give testimony to the glory of your name. Because, Lord, tonight you have taken every case and you're going to fight the battle and bring the victory unto your children. We thank you for tonight, Lord. Father, we commit, Lord Jesus, coming Sunday into your hands. As we meet once again, Father, we pray, Lord, for that unity, let us come, as the scripture says. Let us all come with a true heart, full of salvation and full of faith, with a heart not sprinkled with evil conscience, with a heart of love, oh God. Let's come approaching. Oh, you, God, Lord Jesus, the high priest, who is over your house. We thank you tonight, Lord. Grant us gentle mercies back home. Bless our children. And as we come back on Sunday, Lord, if you tarry, we pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit atmosphere will overshadow everyone and bring us under the subjection of God and leadership of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Amen. Glory to bless you all. Give us one song as we just leave. Praise God.
Amen. Let's sing the song in the sweet.
It's not your business.
Sweet by and by. Amen.
Sister, it's not your business. You know that? Just give it to him.
Amen.
By faith. And wait for what? The victory. Praise God. Receive it. It's not your business.
Amen.
Tonight, by faith, give it to him. Lord, I'm waiting for the victory. He will bring the victory. Brother, he will bring the victory.
Amen.
Brother, he will bring the victory.
Amen.
Amen. He will bring the victory. He will bring the victory.
And by faith we can see it afar. to prepare us a dwelling place there, in the sweet and the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, we shall sail on that beautiful shore. The melody of the sound of the blood, and our spirit shall soar on the moon. Lord, it's time for the blessing of prayer,
in the sweet,
in the sweet,
in the sweet,
by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore, so abound for Father above. We will long for our beautiful free, for the glory we are gained of His love, and the blessings that have allowed our day. Oh,
in the sweet
by and by, we shall be on the beautiful shore, in the sweet,
sweet
by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore,
in the sweet,
in the sweet,
by and by.
Oh, by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful, oh, in the sweet, in the sweet, in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, oh, in the sweet.